This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he would not negotiate a delay to Brexit after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement until formal ratification legislation has passed. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
A special Saturday session of Britain's Parliament to consider Prime Minister Boris Johnson's renegotiated terms for leaving the European Union produced this.
The ayes to the right, 322. The noes to the left, 306.
But that vote was for an amendment postponing ratification until Parliament approves a plan for how Brexit will be carried out. Implementation legislation will now be considered Monday. One way or another, though, Johnson says there's no way he will negotiate another delay with the EU.
Further delay would be bad for this country, bad for our European Union, and bad for democracy.
To which Ian Blackford of the Scottish National Party responded,
"Well, Prime Minister, you'll find yourself in court."
I'm Ben Thomas.
Late Saturday, Johnson sent the EU an unsigned letter asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second signed letter that said asking for the delay was a mistake. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed on Saturday to crush the skulls of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they did not withdraw during the 120-hour ceasefire.
Olursa olur.
He said, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left and keep crushing the heads of the terrorist. A Kurdish official said that Turkey was not abiding by the ceasefire and that airstrikes and artillery had killed 17 people in the past 2 days. Turkey agreed with the United States to pause its military offensive for 120 hours. This is VOA News. Hong Kong anti-government activists held a prayer rally on Saturday night to call for international help for their cause. A protest march is planned for Sunday, with organizers vowing to hold the event even though it failed to win approval from police. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory's political crisis is extending into a fifth month, and protesters are trying to keep the pressure on the government to respond to their demands, including full democracy and an independent inquiry into alleged police brutality. They're also using Sunday's rally to raise a more recent demand for the government to scrap a ban installed this month on face masks at public gatherings. At a rally in New York, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said he's back following his heart attack and emergency surgery that took him off the presidential campaign trail. AP's Julie Walker reports.
I am back!
The 78-year-old Democratic presidential candidate basked in the crowd of what he says was at least 20,000 supporters in Queensbridge Park.
I am more than ready to assume the office of President of the United States.
The rally marks Sanders' formal return to the campaign trail as he tries to give his stagnant bid for the White House an instant shot of energy. Among those introducing the Vermont senator was Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Bernie Sanders fought for us.
Who Sanders says will be on the campaign trail with him. Julie Walker, New York.
Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said Saturday he received a phone call from President Donald Trump to express solidarity over the events this week in the northern city of Culiacan, where the government backed off from an attempt to arrest a drug suspect in the face of extraordinary cartel violence. An attempt to arrest Ovidio Guzman, the son of convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, in response to a U.S. request for extradition, resulted in a deadly gunfight in the city of 800,000. López Obrador said he thanked Trump in a Twitter message for showing respect for our sovereignty and his willingness to maintain a good neighbor policy. At least 15 people died after a dam at a small Siberian gold mine collapsed and water flooded two workers' dormitories Saturday. Russian news reports quoted the emergencies ministry as saying 7 people were unaccounted for, while the regional health ministry said 16 people were injured. The collapse during heavy rain occurred early Saturday morning in the Krasnoyarsk region, about 3,400 kilometers east of Moscow. For more, visit our website. I'm David Berg, VOA News.